Hello and welcome to 1.21 Gigawatts, the music archaeology program of your choice. This week, Mylene is away and I have another guest host, Mr. Thorsten Sideboard.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Very fun to be here. Thanks, Johan.
Yeah. And what year did you pick for us?
I chose 1990.
And how come?
1990 was... It was a year that I turned 16, in the January of 16. I come from Glasgow, and Glasgow was a year of culture there, so all the clubs are open till 5:30 in the morning, and it was very, there was a lot of energy in the air at the time.
Dangerous combination.
Yes, it definitely was. It was kind of on the back of like the sort of acid house revolution sort of hit in Britain. A lot of the clubs had that sort of Balearic influence. There was a lot of drugs in Glasgow, like a lot of teenagers running around taking acid and ecstasy. There was a big sort of crossover, like the Stone Roses had been sort of big. Happy Mondays were just kind of at their peak as well. So you had all these kind of different cultural elements coming together. But 16 was also the year I basically got my freedom. Like I think even from age of 14, 15, 1988, 89, I was sort of trying to travel the country with skateboard and stuff. And my parents were always somewhat restrictive, but right. They were like, as soon as you turn 16, you can do what you want.
And that was the magic number.
Yeah. And then it's just literally as we went into January, then hitting 16, we went out to a legendary club in Glasgow called Tin Pan Alley and just heard so much like sort of really like Detroit techno, Belgium techno. Mm. And there was all these different elements of also overtaking the charts at the time as well. So a lot of the music I've actually picked out is a kind of combination of sort of those influences getting into the charts as well. Lots of breakbeats.
Yeah. What was the first song we heard, by the way?
That was Happy Mondays, Step On. Mm-hmm. And that had literally, that also seemed a very good fitting start to the year because that Pills, Thrills and Bellyaches album that came from, that came out just towards the end of 89. And I remember a New Year's party on like a New Year of 89, just going into 1990. This guy I went to school with, and it seemed like there was just all these young tribes of kids. We were all youngsters from like 14, 15 through to like 17 and 18. And it was one of those first kind of more adult parties where you like you buy alcohol and you go and you're smoking some dope and you're listening to cool records. And
yeah.
The record of that party was Pills, Thrills and Bellyaches. That seemed like the rallying theme for the party. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. What do you have coming up for us?
So I figured I'd actually continue on just in that sort of scally, sort of Manchester vibe. So the next one here is The Charlatans, The Only One I Know.
The only big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot.
That was Dub Be Good To Me by Beats International, Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim's kind of first major project. Me and Johan were just chatting there. It's kind of funny, he was involved in the House Martins. I think he stepped in for a tour at the last minute. He was asked, their bass player basically left on the eve of their tour, but bit of a long British history. And yeah, I was always into Beats International when that track was around, and I think of a young teenage crush on Lindy Layton, the singer from that. As I was saying, like, tons of breakbeat stuff. It's like putting together this playlist that seems to be the sort of theme of the year, and the next couple of tracks I've got are also like sort of big kind of hip-hop type things, all sort of centered around London. This next one in particular, very sort of London-based soul-to-soul, and very cute, sort of, it's got the big strings and sort of kids kind of coming in. Mm-hmm. This is Get a Life.
This thing called life. Now what's the meaning of the line? Of your goals, ambitions, I'm feeling free, I'm on this mission to achieve
what?
What's in your mind's eye, this is what you believe you should gain. fashion become a shining example, a test as a sample of a new race that has ample supply of positivity.
You mean flow?
Well, like electricity,
so
you see a clear way with no ambiguity, don't you know? You know, and implement your ideas, your notions. Put them in motion, like the words we funky dreads have spoken to you. So listen up loud and clear. This is a word you must be aware of. What you gonna do? Put it in your life too. Now that's the meaning of the line. Be objective, be an asset to the collective. 'Cause you know you gotta get a life.
zero. Trick is performing, taking his photo, making a stand with a tan. Touch it like Coco, smooth to keep you moving at the back now. Free is the needle, he's moving through the track now.
Dance to the drummer's beats, we need new sticks. Bounce around the vibes like acoustics. No drugs or pharmaceuticals, for the body ain't suitable. Stick with liquid, me a trick with. Draw on paper which I use my tongue to lick with.
Trouble in strife, ain't no sunshine in my life. Wise guys get protection when they carry a knife. They shouldn't have been born, they're making me yawn. But I just take it easy, it's a Sunday morn.
So you come on, love a fire and together we'll grow. Forever watch my AK rig go.
Because my AK rig goes boom boom. My AK rig goes boom.
Yeah, rhyming the jam, I know we got the stamina. In case you never know us, if we don't get the damn. And it's out the handle, keep your distance. Resist and the posse gets the pleasure of this dance. The cool breeze that you're welcome and the heat. You don't see it, but you feel it when it's blowing on the street.
If I was a rich man, then I quietly observe, standing in my space. Past the devious days, they call the rat race. It's a concrete jungle, what? Evil in the town, what? Weebles wobble, occasional squabble. But what happened when the bomb drops down?
Don't make a sound.
Yes.
Cause the dance floor's a desert and the dancers are parched. I do a rain dance and your brain's still marsh. Not heavy, my brother, get lighter than helium. Float above the world to break the tedium. Living in my headphones, zone is what I say to him. The surreal boom of the Budokan Stadium.
The one I love the one that I miss. I'm very down to earth, my brain sits on top floor. Don't need another love, I just need, I'm insecure.
The weather is a-changing, the storm's been shaking. The love that you take is equal to the love you're making. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun.
It's alright.
Yes, tricky kid, I check my situation. Maggie this, Maggie that, Maggie means inflation. Hip hop, you don't stop, cause I'm not sloppy. I like the beat, so we need another copy.
We're natives of the massive territory, I'm a proud. Get peaceful in the dance, of death and glory in the crowd. The problem ain't a different kind of skin tricks. I love my neighbor, I don't wait for the Olympics. So you're a hooligan, you're trying to play the fool again.
Caught you in the lost and found.
When your posse weren't around,
no crash,
so you're going for your tool again.
Background there, that was Massive Attack with Daydreaming from Blue Lines. That was I guess that was probably the first single, because Blue Lines never came out to 1991, but Daydreaming came out before that, and the track before that was Saint Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Before Sarah Bracknell joined the band, actually, I'm just kind of reading up somewhat there, and as Johan reminded me, it's two journalists who'd actually formed Saint Etienne. Is that something you'd read about before? Or?
Yeah, for some reason that little factoid was pointed out to me. I was saying, I'm not sure I know any other bands that formed that way that actually worked out. But
yeah, that start with a concept and actually manage to kind of execute it. What they aimed out for.
Yeah, it's a good one though.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I like a lot of their stuff. There's also, was it Fox Bass Alpha? Was that the name of their first album?
Yep.
The first track on that, it's not even a catchphrase, but the cigarette, cup of tea, a bun. For some reason, that stuck with me for years. And every so often, even when I'm making a cup of tea, I always still end up thinking that line out loud.
You're humming that.
Yeah, that's good.
That worked then. The mission accomplished.
Yeah, totally. I always think about the bun part, because you don't really talk about buns like as a cake.
It's not part of your breakfast ritual.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you some questions about your magazine. So you brought this magazine in. What's the story behind that?
Oh, yeah. So I was actually recently a trip back to Scotland, and I'd already organized with Johan. I'd already chosen 1990. But back there, around that time, and probably actually, I think I started maybe around 89, reading the Face magazine, and the Face as a kind of style bible, sort of, I'm not even sure if it's, I don't think it's still around anymore, but at the time then, it came from London in the 80s. I think it came from sort of post-punk kind of scene, very sort of DIY aesthetic. And it was always sort of, it jumped on sort of, as soon as like Acid House kind of hit Britain, it was always kind of covering that. So it kind of covered all bases of kind of culture from television, movies, art scene, music, and London fashion scene. Mm-hmm. So you could always kind of all-in-one sort of style Bible you pick up every month. And yeah, this, the one I brought in here was actually it was from January 1991, so it's a year in review, and a ton of details I'd kind of forgotten about from 1990, such as Maggie Thatcher sort of stepped down. That was massive celebration there.
Was that celebration in the streets of Glasgow?
It kind of was, yeah. Like, just being so working class, like it really was like the sort of working class were just so anti Maggie Thatcher kind of thing. I remember,
so that's 4 years in the US in San Francisco when Trump steps down.
Yeah, the parallels. Other stuff was like the Euro tunnel, like the rail tunnel between sort of mainland Europe from France through to England, and it didn't actually open at that point, but there was a sort of symbolic, they actually connected the tunnels up. I think they'd got all the air shafts together, so it was very symbolic of Europe coming together. And there was sort of German, like the, it was kind of in the shadows of 89, where the sort of like Berlin Wall was down as well. So there was a lot of positivity and like sort of feelings of positive change going forward in the world. So it's somewhat strange compared to the feeling at the moment.
Yeah. Well, in a couple of years, we'll be there again.
Yeah. There are at least now sort of positive signs, just the sort of sheer strength of the, like, everyone on the left kind of organized. It feels very sort of energized, grassroots kind of movement.
For sure, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yep. Cool. What do we have coming up?
So, next one here actually is another kind of big pop song, but it's Black Box, which actually is written about in the magazine there as well, because there was a whole, I think it's Lolita Holloway who actually does the vocals that are sampled for this, but Black Box actually have this girl, and in fact that was another thing it talks about in the Face magazine, or even now, it's just like a beautiful person, whether it was a boy or girl, they were kind of quite, they never actually even sort of said as well. But there was more attention paid to the fact that these people were lip syncing their songs. It turns out they weren't the singers at all, so it was all sampled from old Italo house kind of stuff. And the guy actually behind Black Box, the sound engineer, was a guy, a DJ called Daniel Lavoli, who was actually one of the most amazing DJs I'd ever seen. He came to visit Glasgow maybe in 92 or so. We'd seen him at the Arches Club there. And he had a big sort of Dr. Seuss style, Cat in the Hat style, and totally over-the-top Italian DJ. Nice. So he's the sort of producer behind this. And the bass line in this song is just one of the best ever. So here we go. This is Fantasy.
Get down. know what made you forget that I was wrong. But now I got a new tour. I'm going insane, starting a hurricane, releasing pain. Letting you know you can't gain or maintain unless you say my name. Ripping, killing, digging and drilling a hole past the old goal. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Shotgun blasts are heard without rim and kill at will. The man of the hour, tower of power, I'll devour. I'm gonna tie you up and let you understand that I'm not your average man. When I got a jammy in my hand, damn, ooh, listen to the way I slay. You're cool, damn it, destruction, terror, and mayhem. Pass me a sissy song, sucker, I'll slay him. Farmers, farmers, I'm ready, I think I'm gonna bomb a town.
LL Cool J with Mama Said Knock You Out. That was one of the first CDs I got actually for on the Christmas of 1990, so the end of the year. That and Twin Peaks soundtrack. The next one I'm going to play, I don't actually want to play the full track, but it was just came across it when I was looking at sort of charts from 1990. It's a chart hit called by Chad Jackson, Hear the Drummer, Get Wicked. And it's almost like a cartoon caricature of what was kind of going on there, but it's got all the sort of memes, it's got all the sort of breakbeats, all the sort of like hip house kind of samples as well. But the vocal part for it, the chorus for it, it's like peace, love, unity and having fun, which just seems so fun and sort of naively 1990. So yeah, here we go. So this is Chad Jackson, Hear the Drummer, Get Wicked.
win a battle, you never point just by checking the record you bought. Over and on and on again, get with it and do that thing. Get up, get busy, do it. Get up and move that body. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Boy, the night is over.
Get up, get busy, do it. I wanna see you party. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Boy, the night is over.
Get down. I get up. Get up.
Bobby Go, which I kind of thought was a good sort of fitting thing, because one of the other big things from 1990 was Twin Peaks hitting the UK. I think, I don't know what time it came out in the US, but there's a quote in Face magazine there just about pretending you'd watch the second season on American TV, so the second season might have come out here by then. It's kind of funny, it's kind of coming back around for season three now, 27 years later. But Moby Go, that stands out as a bit of an anomaly of his as well. It sort of seemed, when that came out, it sort of seemed very much like sort of part of the sort of rave scene, but of course now Moby's a bit more of a animal rights sort of vegan activist and much more sort of punk than most of the other sort of rave stuff going on.
Cool, yeah. Well, I think we only have a couple more minutes left, so I'll keep it brief. But I wanted to say thanks for coming on and playing in 1990.
Definitely, it's been a lot of fun coming on. A lot of fun sort of reminiscing, sort of putting together a sort of playlist there.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any tracks you want to play out with?
Yeah, so I've got one last one here. Slightly less kind of pop. This is much more that kind of sort of rave sound at the time as well. This is A Homeboy, A Hippie and A Funky Dread, and this track's Total Confusion. Thanks again, Johan.
Thanks for coming on.
Total confusion! Total confusion! Total confusion!
I question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
I see you on the streets in your dashing vest. You're taking in the lyrics like you're smoking a set. You're getting high, wondering why you can't fly. Ask me no questions and I will tell you no lies, because the day is crazy and amazing, so I'll refrain. I can keep on going for days, 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 days will turn to years. This will be here, and if I can have a chance, I'm gonna top up your ears, because I can kick from being slick, quick, not thick. You come over here, you don't get your ass kicked into a hearse, put under a stone cold surface. And when I finish that, I hold a jam at your surface. You're astounded, and you're walking around in circles, and it's a big miracle how you're still going. You're slowing your battle, you're running low when you try to pull me back, but of course I keep towing you on and on and on. But that's wrong. You should be concentrating on rapping your own song, because rapping is an art. But there are many rappers, it takes talent. I've got plenty of that, plus the fact that I ain't whack at. You come over here, you know that you're gonna get slapped back to where you come from. Could be the punk or London, I'll take you all on. Cause it's used to mess and jest with the roughest. Manchester in the house is something to blow your mind into the atmosphere. Come on, feel the bass, cause London's here. Manchester in the house has something to blow your mind.
see if they'll play.